Hello, my name is Jack Alsop, and welcome to the Bolt Podcast. This week's episode is called Shared Isolation, and it is dedicated to music, my solace each and every day. The burden of the journey is lifted by those we share it with. Together, every single human being, every single person you know, is living through a shared burden. Relating to others is often how we learn to cope with a crisis. So I thought I'd share some experiences of some of my peers who attend the University of New England as we live through the COVID-19 pandemic. We are on this journey of discovering how to cope with monumental challenges that are changing the very fabric of our society. For many of us, we have seen the darkest hour. For others, it is yet to come. But the dark doesn't seem so lonely and scary when we all share our candlelight. One candle may not shine bright, but together we can brighten even the darkest night. Through shared experience, we feel less alone because while we may all be physically separate, never before have we all been closer in our feelings as human beings. It's important to acknowledge what we missed from life before the pandemic, and to share our unique challenges, but also to share our unique triumphs that have risen because of our unique circumstances. Kaylin Seljelski, a sophomore communications student at the University of New England, shares with me that it's hard to find purpose in each day when stuck in the same indoor routine day after day. With each day feeling like the one before it, it can be hard to find the purpose of getting out of bed and starting the routine again. That's only natural. We are not used to living a clockwork life. We thrive off the spontaneity and the chaos that makes it exciting. We're not used to living like this. What kept us motivated, whatever it may be, might be gone. So be kind to yourself and do what you can to reignite that motivation. The first step is always the hardest. Taylor Arnold, a sophomore communications major as well, mentions there are so many things we took for granted, like going out for dinner, shopping in malls, and simply seeing loved ones. So many of the simple joys of life were the things that we took for granted because they had always been there for us. Nothing makes us more grateful for something than the absence of it. One day we will find ourselves in life post-pandemic, living in a different world with renewed gratitude. But for now, we have to find pleasure in simple things and be grateful for what we have. Another aspect of living in quarantine that seems to be talked about all the time is dealing with heightened anxiety. Everyone copes with anxiety differently. It's also important to acknowledge that the suffering caused by anxiety cannot be compared. Each person deals with things differently. One coping strategy that was common among my peers and myself was going for daily walks. As Kaylin puts it, another thing I've been trying to do lately is simply getting out of the house and going for a walk. It's what everyone is doing right now, but it really does work for me. Whether I go alone or with a friend, it's a nice change of scenery. It's relieving to enjoy the simple purpose of going on a walk to get some fresh air and have a change in scenery. Vitamin D is essential to our well-being mentally and physically. So going outside to the nearby park can really do wonders. Another coping strategy is to get creative if you want to see your friends. Kaylin states that she will meet up with her best friend in separate cars, a safe distance away, and have conversations like that. Ultimately, I think it's really important, just getting to talk to another person, especially one who I'm so close with. It has really helped me to feel at ease in this situation, she explained. Opportunities can arise in the most unexpected ways. Even in a global pandemic, there is good that comes into our everyday lives. For example, an opportunity that quarantine has given me is the time to dive into learning guitar. I started back in January and was able to practice most days of the week before the pandemic. But now in quarantine, I notice my skill has increased exponentially as I give myself longer practice sessions. Skills like that benefit from taking your time during learning. Improvement comes with practice, and consistency is key. I make sure to pick up the guitar every day, with no time frame in mind, and just practice for however long feels right. Some days it's 15 minutes, others I find myself doing two separate hour-long sessions because I end up having so much fun. Montana Stevens, a sophomore marine affairs major, enjoyed a delightful experience recently. On Easter, she paraded around town with her family wearing festive Easter hats. Along the journey, a veteran organization member took a photo of them to help spread joy to other veterans. Montana was delighted for the experience. If the virus was not here, then our family Easter hat parade would not have happened, and our picture would not have been shared with the veterans, in the hopes that a picture of my family wearing decorated Easter hats and signs may make their day better. Humanity is the result of thousands of years of survival. Each generation before us have faced unique challenges and survived, passing on their knowledge and intuition to the next generation. We are survivors. We are stronger than we know. Talk to one another. Find out how other people in your life cope with isolation. And if you have a good idea, share it with the world. You never know who you might impact. I write these articles each week knowing I'm not going to attract a large audience, but if I can make an impact on just one person, then it makes it all worth it to me. Stay safe, stay healthy, take care of yourself, and we will get through this. Signing off, my name is Jack Alsop.